The holiday shopping season is now in wacko, crazy, bustling, insanity, get out of my way, cheese ball, tickle me Elmo, full gear. If you're looking to give the gift of music this year, you might want to look beyond the usual Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z, or Nickelback CDs. So our music director, Ned Wharton, brought us some suggestions from off the beaten path. With something for jazz, rock, classical, and world music fans, here's his annual gift guide for 2006.
Sing muse of the passion of the pistol.
One of the strongest CDs of the year came out just last month. The Decembrists out of Portland, Oregon, had a sometimes folksy and genteel sound on their last CD, Picaresque. Maybe the fact that it was recorded in a church colored the tone of the songs, but now their music has truly evolved with an exciting edge to it on their latest record, The Crane Wife.
It was a
Another disc for modern pop fans might be this one from John Auer. He broke away from his group The Posies this year to follow his own muse with a solo CD, Songs from the Year of Our Demise. Like his music with The Posies and the recent collaboration with Big Star, this record is full of lush and melodic anthems, such as this one, Angelita.
You were the tested, tried and true.
So how do you buy for Generation Y? Well, here's something for tweens and beyond, and it's fun for all ages. This is Smoosh, two sisters from Seattle with a new CD this year called Free to Stay. Jason McGurr from the group Death Cab for Cutie met the pair in a music shop in 2002, heard their playing, and soon became a mentor. 12-year-old Chloe plays drums with confidence and power, and 14-year-old Asia plays keyboards and sings with a surprisingly mature voice. For the more traditional rockers on your holiday list, check out this tribute to Jimi Hendrix by guitarist Phil Brown. His name is one that confounds Googlers, but once you're past the links to the Phil Brown actor from Star Wars, the 1960s football player, and the one who's a polymeric photonic crystal fiber expert at Clemson University, you'll find guitar slinger and songwriter Phil Brown. On his website, you'll learn how he's a songwriter, a classically trained violinist, and guitarist who replaced Little Feat's Lowell George in the 1980s. It takes a lot of guts and talent to pull off a collection of Hendrix tunes, but Brown's playing is raw and electrifying. Plus, he adds his personal stamp to the Hendrix classics. Now some entrancing music for world music fans. Ejigayehu Shibabo, now known as Gigi, was a singer with the National Theater in Ethiopia and grew up listening to traditional and church music. In the late 90s, she made her way to Oakland, California, on tour with her favorite singer, Ethiopian star Astor Weke. Producer Bill Laswell helped her develop the rich and hypnotic sound of her new CD, Gold and Wax.
Come on,
Now don't forget the classical music lovers on your gift list. If you're unsure whether they're interested in something modern or more traditional, this disc of violin and cello duos spans the centuries nicely. On the ECM New Series, Frank-Peter Zimmermann and Heinrich Schiff play music from Bach to Ravel and beyond. Here's a bit of a sonatine by Arthur Honegger from 1932. And as winter takes hold, it's nice to have some fireside jazz in the music mix. And here's something that came out this year from guitarist Pat Metheny and pianist Brad Meldow. Ironically, this cut's called Summer Day, but it still sounds right for a winter's eve as flames crackle up the chimney. Finally, a few CDs for the Christmas season. This one's perfect for the spirit of giving, too. A portion of proceeds from Putumayo's New Orleans Christmas goes to Habitat for Humanity and the Musician's Village Project. On the CD are cuts like this one from Ellis Marsalis, the Heritage Hall Jazz Band, and this one made famous by Louis Armstrong, sung here by Ingrid Lucia.
Explain why I'm shaking this way. Then I can see old Santa in a keyhole. I'll give to the cops one peek. I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Say you, Santa Claus.
Kicking it up a notch, here's some holiday fun from funk legend Bootsy Collins, the flamboyant bass player from Parliament Funkadelic.
Come, talking about Rudolph, Santa Claus, this when our fun has begun right here. It's Christmas time in the city, just letting you lean back, get that groove.
Bootsy Collins' Christmas Is Forever includes a handful of new songs, such as this one, specially written for the season, as well as funkified versions of Jingle Bells, Sleigh Ride, and more. Singer-songwriter Sufjan Stevens was a self-professed Scrooge when it came to Christmas carols, but over the years he determined to face his Yuletide demons and started sending MP3s of his arrangements of seasonal songs to his friends. Sufjan Stevens' entire Songs for Christmas collection is now a box set complete with Christmas stickers, lyric sheets, and chord charts. Some of the songs are schlocky, but there are also some original and thoughtful arrangements. I like this one, a short and simple instrumental gem that gently brings the holiday home.
Weekend Edition's Ned Wharton. His director's cuts, including full music selections, can be found on our website, npr.org.